This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. My drive up to San Francisco from the airport this morning was fine. Those of you who know the Bay Area will understand when I say, yeah, it was the 101 at rush hour. Those who don't know the area will understand, too, because we all know the problems that can come when you have too many cars on the road. Problems, by the way, that are only going to get worse unless Bill Ford has something to say about it. You'll recognize that name, I'd wager. He is the chairman of the Ford Motor Company, and he's trying to get past just selling cars and trucks. Bill Ford, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Great to be here.
You are a guy who, I think it's fair to say, has been in and of the car industry his entire life. You now have an interest in this thing you call urban mobility. But I wonder whether the first question ought not be, wait a minute, aren't you responsible for the congestion problem to begin with?
Well, I mean, look, you know, the car for most of its history really helped people live better lives. But, you know, as the world has gotten more affluent, the infrastructure, particularly in urban areas, you know, hasn't developed to the point where this great new volume of new vehicles will fit comfortably into those cities. And so what I'm talking about is providing mobility to the people who live in those mega cities in a way that may be slightly different than we have today.
I couldn't help but notice as I was getting ready to sit down and talk with you that on Monday, the Ford Motor Company said it is going to be the first car company, the first big Western car company, to open a showroom in Burma.
Yep, Myanmar.
Which is interesting, and I wonder whether it doesn't sort of go in opposition to this thing you're working on called urban mobility. I mean, you're going to throw more cars in there now?
Well, I mean, right, there are very few there to begin with. Yeah. And I think in that case, you know, us selling cars there really will help change their lives in terms of having access to markets and access to healthcare and all the things now that they might not have access to because of transportation.
How do we get there, though? I mean, setting Burma aside for a second, how do we get there? Because, you know, 4 billion cars, which is what you're guessing is going to be on the planet by the middle of the century, 4 billion cars is still 4 billion cars, whether or not they're zero emissions or self-driving or whatever. I mean,
agreed.
Talk to me for a minute about how you plan to take the Ford Motor Company to that place where we can do it.
Well, I mean, I think technology is what's going to ultimately set us free. So you have vehicle-to-vehicle communication technology, i.e. cars that talk to other cars. Then you have vehicle-to-infrastructure communication. So, you know, a lot of these very high-tech solutions are not at the laboratory stage. They are very much becoming ready for prime time.
You are an environmentalist of long standing, but I wonder how you came to this realization about urban mobility. Did you just get stuck in a really bad traffic jam one day?
Well, no. I mean, it's interesting. I tend to look at things long-term and holistically. And, you know, there was no kind of aha moment, but certainly as I traveled around the world, I could not reconcile the traffic jams that I was seeing with the fantastic projections that some in our industry were putting out there for future sales in some of these markets.
I wonder what the average Ford shareholder will be thinking as he listens or she listens to this interview, because it sort of seems like you're saying, yes, we need to sell more cars, but selling more cars is a bad thing.
No. That would be the wrong conclusion.
Okay, shareholders, let's make sure you understand.
Well,
that
no, look, I mean, if you're a Ford shareholder, I would hope that they would want someone like me to be thinking about the long term, because the world changes whether you change or not. So we are entering into an era where, you know, if we are open enough to embrace new business models and new technologies, then this actually will enhance the core business of the Ford Motor Company.
But how do we get there with gas still, and I know this will strike some as funny, with gas still reasonably priced at $3.50, $4 a gallon?
Well, I've often advocated a gas tax because I think that's something that can help drive the right sustainable behavior, but there really is no political will for that.
Is that the biggest thing standing between us and sustainable transportation, the lack of political will?
Until our country really decides which fuel it wants to get behind and then builds out the infrastructure behind it, you know, we are not going to have quick enough adoption, I think, to really help solve the issue.
Bill Ford, he's the executive chairman of the Ford Motor Company. Mr. Ford, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you so much.